broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about and where we go anywhere to, to bring to you El Trutho, man, where truth is our bitch. You know, we go places other talk shows cannot, will not go. And our radio show, Radio for Patriots by Patriots. Good evening. It's a Tuesday night. We got part one of the two-part American Idol finishing tonight. Vernon Dozier is going to be joining us in a moment, counseling particularly young people in his class, in his school, on whether or not to go into professional performing, to mimic or to follow in the footsteps of some of the kids that are on American Idol, because there are questions that some of the kids have, maybe their parents too, and maybe some of the teachers, about American Idol and what it takes to be a successful performer these days. So we'll be talking with him, and then in an hour, Robert Green from Fraser Foods, highlighting Family Safety Week, and he'll be talking to us about the Casey Anthony trial. And we're live on our website at philhendryshow.com right now, Phil TV in HD. As a matter of fact, we're not at the El Pacifico here. We're at our remote studio with the skyline of Los Angeles right behind us. And our number is 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. If you go to our website, philhendryshow.com, and right there you'll be able to click on VIP Backstage Pass Access. You can get a subscription to our website and watch our live online web television. You can listen to our thousands and thousands of hours of archive material, our daily podcasts, and so many other things there at philhendryshow.com. So the American Idol performance tonight, described, by the way, by some of the critics as falling flat, is the final performance night. So when I say there's two parts, really what we're talking about here is the performing part and then the voting part. Joining us from Glendale, California, one of the board members and senior class advisor and longtime athletic coach, football coach at Belmar Academy, is Vernon Dozier. I guess being around young people, Vernon, you become familiar with these shows, huh?
Well, you become very familiar with these programs, Phil. I remember when it was 21 Jump Street. You know,
boy, that's a flash from the past.
It is. 21 Jump Street was a big show, and young people were watching Back to the Future. And then in the 90s, all the hip hop and grunge that happened, and now we have young people enamored of this. And a couple of kids in my class that I have had to counsel, and I've talked to their parents too, because this is a pathway in life that a lot of young people now want to take.
When you say there's a pathway in life that a lot of young people want to take, they want to become professional performers, singers.
I think the American Idol phenomenon has influenced the young people to become they've wanted to become solo performers and singers. That's right. Now, this is not an area of expertise for me. I'm an athletic coach. I'm a science teacher. I'm a health teacher, and I do a little bit of history, but I'm certainly not an arts or theater teacher. But I've had to take over because it became a concern for myself, and I convinced some of the members of the board that it was a concern.
Well, so in other words, there is a theater teacher.
Yeah, we have a theater teacher who I think is very competent, Rosalie Santos, but I don't think she's advising these young people the right way. And that's why I took over and sat down each one of them.
How many are we talking about?
Well, during this past year, we had about a half a dozen young people that were serious about auditioning for this American Idol when it came through the Los Angeles area, and probably another half dozen kids who are in a theater program who are thinking of leaving school and joining either a musical band or theater or something like that, and a few other kids that wanted to just not enter college. We think it's pretty serious when you are considering deferring your education that way. So I had to sit them down, and they had concerns too, and so we talked about them.
Talking to Vernon Dozier here, our number 877-876-PHIL, about the influence of American Idol on young people. After 3 months of build-up to the grand finale of American Idol Season 10, the critics are saying that this evening was a little bit of a letdown. Lauren Elena, apparently had vocal problems. She overcame those, but was not particularly good, according to them. And then the young man, Scotty McCreary, was also kind of weak, but they're the two that are going to be going for this American Idol win tomorrow night when the voting takes place. The kids all watch this, and they all sort of in their own ways fantasize about it, don't they?
I think they do. I think that's the part that I think is perhaps it's bittersweet for me, because these young people are going to see this. They're going to think that we have a chance to become, you know, I'm going to be a star, you know, and yet you know that the sacrifices they have to make to do this go a little bit beyond what I think we should ask of our young people. And the morality is questionable.
What do you mean by questionable morality?
Well, I think when you look at these, particularly the young men, they exude a kind of, I don't think that they exude a masculine a presence. I think they exude more of an effeminate presence. And I don't know where that leads. I don't know what we're asking young people to do when we ask them to become, to go on the American Idol or to go on to these shows.
Well, when you say effeminate, are you talking about gay? Are you saying...
I don't know if I'm necessarily saying that. I'm saying that we're asking our young men, in order that they become singers, professional entertainers these days, we are effeminizing them. And some of the young guys have come to me and said, Mr. Dozier, I want to try out for American Idol next year, or I'd like to try out for musical theater this year in our senior class production. Every year our senior class puts on a major production, you know, West Side Story. They did one year, and I think they did Guys and Dolls another year.
All right. And so what are they asking?
Well, they're asking me things like, you know, am I going to be required to have a boyfriend? Do I have to...
You're kidding. All right, so they're asking, are these kids asking, do they have to go gay or something?
They're not asking that, but they're asking what... some of them may be afraid of that, and then, of course, it's the parents as well. So I think the American people are disquieted by this. And
you think that parents are worried about their kids trying out for American Idol?
I think they're worried about what it's going to, the toll it's going to take on the young men. If you're a mom, if you're a mother or father, and you want your young people to be successful, and you see a chance for them to become big stars in the entertainment field, okay, enough said. But are you going to be happy as a mother or a father? Are you going to be happy asking your young person to be successful in the entertainment field if it means they have to have a boyfriend? If it means they have to dress in a masculine way, but the hair, there's always something wrong, and that's what I said to the board last week.
I think what you've said a lot there. You're asking, let me ask you a question here. And by the way, this is the Phil Hendry Show, radio for Patriots by Patriots. You seem to think that the success in modern American entertainment by, it sounds like young men, necessitates feminizing them, and that parents are concerned by this.
As well they should be, I think, Phil.
As well they should be. What are they? Because I don't know that necessarily that's the case. I mean, we probably had a lot of conversation and controversy, and, you know, people talk around some of the people on American Idol, but I don't know that any of that is necessarily true.
Well, I mean, it may not. They had suspicions about the one, and he turned out, it turned out, yes, he was, and there was another one, or two or three, that everybody said that, you know, I'm pretty sure that's what he is. And it turned out, yes, it was. So the parents of the kids want to know. The kids themselves want to know.
Well, these are all straight kids.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it's necessarily homosexual. But you have to feminize your son in order for him to have that kind of success. I said to the parents, and we had a meeting last week, and we're going to have a follow-up meeting. I said, as long as you don't mind changing your boy into the object of a homosexual's attraction,
Yep. Well, all right, I think that's going a little too far. You know,
why do you say that?
I think that's going a little too far. I think that's, in other words, what you're saying is, in order for a kid to be successful in entertainment, he has to effeminize himself or otherwise become attractive to homosexuals. He has to become something that he's not.
I'm saying that, and I'm saying the parents need to be aware of that, and I'm saying the kids are worried about that.
What kids are worried about this? When you say that a kid comes to you, and...
Well, we've had one. I've got one young man that I think I gave the number to your...
All right, we have the number of a Justin McElroy. We'll talk to him after the break, but I'm asking you, is this a big problem, or is this a small problem that you can contain, and what is the interest of the parents?
Well, I've got parents asking me. You know, I think that my son would like to become a professional entertainer. I think my daughter would like to become a professional entertainer. What's it going to take? And I'm saying to them, I think it's a great profession, but I think you're going to have to just throw a lot of what you think is normal away. I think you're going to have to be used to seeing a lot of men up front in the audience when your son is singing. I don't know what else to tell you, Phil. These are parents that are worried. I think you should be.
Well, all right, so what are we worried about here? You're talking about, let's get right down to this. What exactly are we worried about here? We're not talking about someone becoming a homosexual. We're talking about someone looking effeminate. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
All right, you started out by saying, well, they don't really look effeminate, but there's always something wrong. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, they've got on jeans, and they've got on a flannel shirt, and they've got on... But then, you know, their skin is, well, they look masculine, but then their skin, obviously they use some kind of a moisturizer. In other words, there's just something that...
Something that a heterosexual man wouldn't do.
Yes, sir, that's what I'm thinking. And look, Phil, the only reason why we requested airtime in your program tonight is to let people know that in order for your son to be a part of the American Idol experience or any of these professions, he's going to have to walk a road that you may find to be disquieting. Or if you have a grandson, you may have to...
But we're not talking about him altering his behavior. We're not talking about him becoming anything that he's not. We're just talking about him what?
Well, altering his behavior to the point where he has to at least walk and hang with certain people. That's all I'm saying. I don't know if you know, we can get him on the line.
Get this Justin McElroy on the line, and we'll talk with him. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. American Idol, is it effeminizing men? I don't see it. I see the artists that are on that show as being young guys. I don't know what the story is, but there seems to be a concern, at least with one of the teachers here and some of the parents and some of the kids at Belmar Academy and elsewhere, that in order for them to be in musical theater or go on American Idol or anything else, they got to change the way they are. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Next hour, we have Robert Greene to talk with us about, the Casey Anthony trial?
Yeah, he's going to do that.
All right, coming up here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
That's what I worry about.
All right, welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We're on with Vernon Dozier. You got a problem, you say, at your school that you say is across the country, and that is kids that are acting effeminate.
In order to be on American Idol, yeah, in order to be on these shows. And I can tell you that the idea here, Phil, is for me, as the dean of discipline for the school, is for me to take charge. And that's why I called this meeting, and that's why I said to Janice Pauline, I said to her husband, Chris, that their son was beginning to evidence a sort of effeminate behavior that I needed to take in hand. And I said the same thing of the McElroy boy, and I said it to a lot of them.
So what are you doing?
I don't like the way you asked that question, Phil.
I'm sorry, but what are you telling me that you're going and you're taking these kids and what?
I am telling the parents that these kids need 5 days away from home and from the influence of the parents and to stabilize these kids. And that's why I'm telling the parents that what they need to do is turn the kid over to me and to a couple of our coaches and to stabilize the kid's behavior. Because
And how do you stabilize? Again, I don't know if the kid is not being sexually molested, if the kid is not engaging in any dangerous behavior, if he's not molesting other kids, you see what I'm saying? You're thinking about the fact that he's behaving a certain way.
He's behaving in a way that makes the kid nervous himself. You don't understand that, and it makes the parents nervous when they see their kid moosing his hair, moisturizing his skin, walking close to another guy, even though he may not be gay, it alerts them to some behavior.
And what are the kids saying?
The kids are saying they don't like doing it, but they feel they have to get on these shows. So I've said to the parents, stabilize these young people. And the way to stabilize them is to put them on a program that I can oversee. So we have our coaches, we have myself, we have other parents, and I can stabilize the behavior of these kids that are walking and moving and doing things in a way that is disturbing to me. I think it's disturbing a lot of the grandparents, too. The grandparents see it, the parents don't.
Give me an example, because I know I'm asking a lot of questions.
Yeah, you really are, Mr. Andrews. You better get your handle on this thing here.
You know what? I don't know. You haven't described to me any of this behavior, but we do have Justin McElroy on the line. Now, he's one of your seniors, right?
No, Justin's a junior.
All right. Have we got the line went dead?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me get them back up so we can. I thought we were going to. Okay. Verna, you there?
I'm right here, Phil. Yeah.
All right. Now, Justin, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Justin, have you talked to Coach Dozier?
Yes, sir. I went to him, like, late in last year when American Idol, season 9, and then I went this year, and I told him that I felt like I wanted to, go into performing.
And he asked me at that time if I could, Justin.
Yeah, go ahead.
He asked me at that time, did I feel the singers on American Idol, the male singers, looked like a couple of, I can use the language, can I?
Yes, sir.
They look like a bunch of queers. And
all right, we don't need to say that, okay, because that's not what you're talking about.
All right, but that's what Justin asked me, and I said to him that I don't think they are, but I think they do act that way.
And so I said to Coach Dozier, I was worried that do I have to be like them, or do I have to, male makeup and dress in the kind of clothes. And he said probably because a lot of the producers.
And I also, Phil, spoke with Justin's parents, Bill and Lucinda, who are friends of mine. And I said, I think that you've got a son here who's got a lot of talent, but if he goes in front of a lot of these producers in Hollywood, he's going to have to give a little bit of a, he's going to have to thin down. I think he's way too heavy. They like him.
Well, what do you mean they like them? See, again, you've got this sort of predatory, you got this attitude about these people that they're predatory,
Well, I think, Phil, anybody that wants to protect family values.
Well, here again we have a problem. When you say family values, I believe very much in family values, but I don't believe in the boogeyman. I don't believe in chasing after specters, spirits. I don't know what the problem is other than a behavioral problem. That is, the kid's presenting something weird.
Well, Mr. Henry, can I say something?
Go ahead.
I told Coach Dozier I didn't want to look like I didn't want to look like some fruit or not, I didn't want to look like a fag or.
All right, I don't want to hear that word.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to look gay. And he said the best thing to do then was to go through this readjustment program.
Yeah, I've got a readjustment program, Phil, that I put all these kids through, that I refocus them toward behaving like they don't, they're not comfortable around effeminate people, that's all.
All right, we're going to come back here with Vernon Dozier and Justin McElroy, one of his students, and we're talking here tonight about American Idol and whether it effeminizes men. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, and we have Robert Greene coming up next hour, who will be talking with us about the Casey Anthony trial. Robert Greene is a CEO of Fraser Foods. They have their Family Safety Week coming up. We're going to talk about that public service and the series of public service announcements they're going to be doing. Right now we have Vernon Dozier with us from Belmar Academy. One of his students is Justin McElroy, and we're talking about the American Idol phenomenon. Tonight they had their performance finale, and what it will require of some young performers, especially Ben. And Justin, you say you're afraid that it will effeminize you, and that's why you went to Coach Dozier.
Yes, sir. Primarily that's why, and also to get some feelings or feedback on how I should deal with it, because my parents are pretty concerned that I guess if I go into American Idol and or if I want to audition or even if I just do theater, that I'm going to have to be with a guy, you know, sexually, even though I don't want to.
And that you're going to have to be sexually with a guy. Why? You're going to be forced into it.
And I feel, if I could jump in.
Go ahead.
I think they're afraid that it'll be expected. That when they walk into an audition or when they're seen in a restaurant or something like that, they'll have to be with another man. And I'm afraid of that.
And well, I'm here to tell you, excuse me, I'm losing my voice. I'm here to tell you guys that sounds asinine, you know.
Well, I mean, do you have experience with that? Or?
I know, Mr. Henry, that you know, you might know about television, but you're not in theater and you're not a singer. So,
I'm just telling you, I don't have to be a singer or be in the theater to know that, no, you won't be expected to be with a guy.
Yeah, but the whole thing with American Idol is it's different. It's a different phenomenon, see, and that's what, you know.
I agree. It's a completely different, when you look at all the young men that are on this program, the fact that they are very thin, the fact that they kiss and hug with the girls in a way that is, I don't see any of them kissing or hugging the girls like they want to, you know, get with them. I see them hugging the girls like they're just other men. And
yeah, I noticed that too. So if it's something that is going to require just a little bit of that, I mean, I don't care, but if I have to socially engineer myself in a way...
You guys are seeing stuff that isn't there, in my opinion. And what do you mean socially engineer?
He's afraid.
I'll do it, Coach.
Hold on, let me have the phone. Please don't tell me what to do. You're the student. I'm the teacher.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about my life, if you don't mind. Socially engineering, boy.
What? Embarrass me.
Socially engineering.
Well, I'll talk to you, Justin. Okay.
Yeah. To socially engineer me means to have me probably behave more, I guess, have to behave more in a, what do you call a metrosexual kind of way. Sort of a young man who has a lot of girlfriends but doesn't like girls.
But you're not gay.
You're not going to act out gay, no. But just appear that way, so that he is, unapproachable and that kind of thing.
Let me ask you guys a question here. How much time do you have to spend thinking this stuff up?
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, I mean, it sounds like just a lot of concocted paranoid thinking. I don't know. You're telling me that this is across the country? Parents are thinking about this?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of young people think about it, so they probably talk about it to their parents, too.
Here, let me do this. Let me take over here, because this is about parents.
I'm taking over.
Just give the coach the phone, okay?
I'm taking over, talking about the parents. The thing that I wanted to say, Phil, more than anything else, was, no, I'm not paranoid. I've been a teacher now for 20 years. And
Well, which is it, 15 or 20?
It's 20 years, but there was a 15 years that I coached, and that's what I really enjoy. I love to coach. I'm not in musical theater at all. But when you say to a young person, listen, you have got it. You have got a great voice. But in order for you to make it on American Idol or any of these shows, you're going to have to be with a guy.
But not gay.
I don't know. I'll never use that word. No, but you've got to just look like it.
You got to look gay.
Well, yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
Don't lick the phone, all right?
Guys, let me direct. You give the phone back to the coach.
But, yeah, and so God, man, suck the phone, why don't you? You talking about whether you're gay or not. You got the whole phone in your mouth.
Well, hey, coach, let me direct the interview.
Sorry, I'm just trying to say that for the young person of today that wants to be on American Idol, that's what it looks like to me. So I've got to readjust their behavior back from this kind of limp way of going about it. That's all I'm trying to say. And I'm doing the best I can as a teacher. If it seems like it's unnecessary, if it seems silly, then blame the parents. Don't blame me.
Well, you initiated the beginning of this program, and you initiated the feeling and the thinking that this was something that concerned you.
Because a lot of parents were concerned, yeah.
And that you had young people coming to you and saying, hey, coach, if I'm going to be on American Idol, do I got to act like a fruit or something like that? And you have come to me to say now you need to readjust their behavior. Are they ever going to go on? What are you readjusting their behavior from?
I'm readjusting it back to normal after they've gone out and attempted to go on these. I don't know. That's what it feels like to me, that I have to readjust them back to just regular kids as opposed to this way, they use moisturizer. I don't know how to describe it. I don't know. It's like Ryan Seacrest himself. You wonder. You just wonder, you know.
That was my problem initially, Mr. Henry. I talked to my dad about it. I go, I don't know, Ryan Seacrest, I don't know, you know, I don't know, I don't know. And my dad would go, what is it? And I'm like, I don't know.
See, that was it. So you just go, what's throwing me about him? What's bedeviling me? Why am I not comfortable? Why am I lying awake at night thinking about Ryan Seacrest and what it is? You know, and
what do you mean what it is? You mean what he is?
Yeah, what he is. What is it that, about that man or even if you will, Simon Cowell, there's another one. They told me he got a girlfriend. Boy, you'd knock me over with a feather. I found out that guy's got a girlfriend. Because that bodybuilding physique of his.
I thought he was probably gay.
So that was my, give me the phone, will you please? Could you tell him that...
Justin, let the coach have the phone.
Call me that. So my thinking was, Phil, that I needed to calm these kids down and give them a place to go and something to think about. And that's what we've done. And hopefully...
Is the goal to get these kids? You notice I'm asking a lot of questions because I don't know how to feel about this, other than the fact that I think you're wasting your time. But is the goal to get these kids not on American Idol?
The goal is to get these. What do you mean? You don't know how you. What are you talking about?
I don't know what it is you guys are talking about. I think you're wasting your time worrying about whether or not kids are acting too effeminate to get on American Idol. So what is your goal?
My goal is so a kid walks down the street looking like a kid and not sashaying like he's on a runway.
Yeah, like, you know, we're on a runway.
Okay. And if that doesn't seem worthy to you, Mr. Henry, then I apologize. I sincerely do.
So in other words, being on American Idol means behavioral, physical behavioral changes where you look like you're just a young male model or something.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you that with all of the things that we have to worry about in this world, Coach Dozier.
Well, are you going to give me a speech now? This is a speech. This is the part of your program when you say what a turd I am. And
no, I'm not going to use that word at all.
Well, this is the part of the show where you say that I've been spinning my wheels, wasting my time, and wasting everybody else's time.
You've been spinning your wheels, and you've been wasting your time, yeah. And you've been wasting everybody else's time, yeah. Because if we've got a morality problem in this country, it ain't with American Idol and guys that are, you know, having to wear too tight jeans. I don't know what it is. Nobody's demanding anything of those kids other than to be who they are. If they're talented, they certainly do have a shot at becoming something extra special in this world, but it has nothing to do with the, you know, altering their behavior to become effeminate. And I think that you owe an apology to parents and kids.
Kids owe me an apology? Oh, my God.
Oh, Mr. Henry, that's not really fair because we did come to Coach Dozier.
All right, well, then you ought to apologize to him for wasting his time.
I didn't know. What? You tell him I got to apologize. All these kids come to me and say, hey, Coach Dozier, do I have to walk around looking like I got one wedged? You know, if I'm going to be an American...
Looking like they got one wedged?
Yeah, if I'm going to be an American Idol. So I sit down, I try to help them. And you're telling me... He didn't really do it.
Both of you guys are really, really off, man. You know, find something valuable to worry about, not this junk. Thank you very much. Of all the screwball stuff, man...
In fact, that'd be pretty interesting.
Interesting. I'm going to have to readjust their behavior because, you know, who knows, man? They may be walking down the street like they're going down the runway at a fashion show to be on American Idol. All right, anyway, so that's Vernon Dozier and Justin McElroy there from Belmar Academy. By the way, the part two of American Idol is tomorrow night. Part one, that's the voting. Part one was tonight, which was the finale, and that was the singing, and apparently... nobody was concerned about how Scott McCreery was walking or whether or not he uses a moisturizer. Apparently, though, he didn't sing too good.
Yeah, that's the point, man. He sucked.
He didn't suck. That's just what people were, you know, there was some bad reviews. All right, so we'll find out tomorrow night. World famous Phil Henry Show here at number 877-876-PHIL. Bob Green coming up next hour on the Casey Anthony trial. And don't forget, PhilHenryShow.com.
Radio for Patriots by Patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Radio for Patriots by Patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. News, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, radio for patriots, by patriots, and like that. Now, our affiliate spotlight tonight, is that KZPT, Jason? I'm sorry, man, I can't. I apologize to our great, great friends in San Antonio, KRPT. I'll tell you why. I scribbled it down, and I can't read my own writing, and I ought to know better. Excuse me. WJFX in Roanoke, Virginia, also a great station on our affiliate list in our network. And on our website, philhenryshow.com, you can go to affiliates and find out where the radio station is near you. Now, if you're watching Phil TV in HD right now, you see that we have the weather map behind us. You see those red squares. And for those of you guys who are listening on air, there are two red squares that are right over top of Oklahoma and the state to the north of two states to the north of Oklahoma, Missouri, and I guess the next state over would be Kansas. And this is Oklahoma and Arkansas. And then down in Texas, looks like severe weather down in Texas. These are the areas where these terrible storms are currently bedeviling the country. We've had fatalities. It's a brutal, brutal year, man. And it's a brutal, brutal wave of storms that's hitting that part of the country. 11 people killed in Joplin, Missouri. And I know we're on the air in Joplin. And our best to you guys and anything that we can do for our affiliate in Joplin, the people in Joplin, a nursing home was hit by a tornado. It devastated the southwestern Missouri city. It turned the building into a pile of rubble, according to the operator of the home. The death toll from the tornado is 122. There's more than 750 people injured. And I understand there are people that died tonight.
I never seen a tornado.
Tornadoes are big, badass, ugly-ass-looking things, man. I don't think there's an uglier thing in nature than a tornado, a more frightening-looking thing in nature.
Yeah, it'll come bearing down on you, man. You got to get out of the way of that thing, too.
Well, you know, and then they have these guys that are storm chasers, and these cats are chasing these tornadoes, and I guess the goal is to figure out wind speed and how they move and the weather conditions. I read something. Do you remember the movie Twister?
Yeah.
Well, I read the article that inspired that film. And it was an article, if anybody remembers, it was an article in Details magazine back in the early 1990s about these storm-chasing guys from the University of Oklahoma, if memory serves. And they were with the meteorological department there at the University of Oklahoma. They were all studying to become meteorologists. And as part of the curriculum or their own part of their sort of their own vocational efforts or avocational efforts, they decided to start chasing these storms. And it wasn't anything new that they were doing. They were sort of picking up in the footsteps of others. But this article followed these guys. And the next thing you know, we had this movie Twister, which I think was kind of a cartoon, you know.
Yeah, that Twister, man, it made it look like it's all a bunch of fun and games, you know. And I got the cow flying by.
Well, in this article, it had these guys chasing down these tornadoes. But I'll tell you, of all the stuff that I remember reading in that article, there's only one thing. Of all of the stuff that I read in that article, I should say, there's only one thing that I remember. And it was a very, very distinct piece of information that, for some reason, stayed with me. But I think it might, if you hear this, it might stay with you. Now, we all have heard about tornadoes and the sound of tornadoes. And we've also heard that you can sometimes, oftentimes, escape a tornado by getting under a freeway overpass, for instance. I've heard people recording the noise of a tornado going right across a freeway overpass. And there's a lot of different things, but the thing that struck me the most about this article that I read, they're in the van, and they're chasing this Twister. And I mean, they're getting closer and closer and closer. And it's beginning to rain. And the wind is picking up, and it's also really, really wet. Now they're in the middle of a rainstorm. This is as you get closer to the actual funnel cloud. Now, I don't know a thing about these from the standpoint of science or the reality of what these men were describing. But, you know, I don't have any reason to believe that they're making it up. I might be I don't know. I might not be remembering it the right way. Anyway. It's raining really hard. It's raining, and the closer they get to the funnel cloud, the more it's raining, until suddenly they break through this wall of showers. They get, I don't know how close, but they get so close to the funnel cloud, the sun comes out.
Man, are you kidding me?
No, the sun, they said the closer you get to the funnel cloud, suddenly bright sunshine, and there it is, this big Twister. You know,
I mean, they're right next to it.
That's what they said. Right next to this thing, this big, ugly monster of a Twister cloud or wind cone. But right around it is sunlight. Now, that was weird, you know.
Man, I don't know, man. You don't believe these guys, man. I think they go out there drunk or something, smoking weed.
Smoking weed. You can't go out and do that stuff. I think that the article, and again, this was the article in Details magazine that eventually inspired the movie Twister, that it painted these guys as, yeah, kind of gonzo and whack, but very serious about what they do. And you know, to the extent that they're not insane, it takes a lot of guts. Sometimes people say that the guts and crazy are the same thing, maybe. But boy, that was the heaviest thing. I mean, when you look at a tornado, you're saying to yourself, that's just a whole lot of messed up, you know?
Yeah, well, you don't know what the thing is, man.
I mean, you look at a tornado, and you're going, I don't know what that is, But, man, that's like a lot of bad stuff all rolled into one. You know, a lot of wind, there's a lot of rain, it's going fast, it's just... And so the guys that want to study what those things are, you know...
What's a water spout? Is that the same thing?
Yeah, that's a tornado with a water.
I think it is. I don't know.
A water spout.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen a water spout. I bet you if I saw a water spout, that'd be it for me. I'd die of a heart attack. That's got to be the scariest thing you've ever seen in your life. A water spout.
That's like a water going up in the air.
Yes, it's like a tornado, only it's out over the ocean. I can't even imagine that. Nonetheless, that's what this article, that's what this thing was about. So it just, very weird, very weird. All right, we're going to be doing a little Casey Anthony talk here in the next hour. We have Robert Green from Fraser Foods is going to be joining us. A lot of really insane stuff came out in that trial today. Just weird. And we'll tell you all about it when we come back here. 877-876-7445 is our number. And, of course, our website is philhendryshow.com. philhendryshow.com. Pick up a backstage pass, live streaming video of our show right now. Phil TV and HD, as well as, of course, all of the thousands of hours of archives. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.